Hi, girls. As we are getting ready for Pesach and the excitement for the Yantif comes, and maybe some new clothes and shoes and different food for Pesach and helping to cook and clean, what's Pesach all about? Pesach is in remembrance of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And really, that concept of Yetzias Mitzrayim, of going out of Mitzrayim to Geula, as we know, the Yom Tovim that we celebrate always corresponds as this is the time of Geula as well. And when we talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim is the same L, is the idea of being in Meitzar, in oppression, in confined. Think of the tefillah that we say in Achinu Kol Beis Yisrael. Achinu Kol Beis Yisrael hanesunim batzara. They're in tzara, they're in a pain, they're in something that's tight. And then we say at the end, Hashem should take them from Mitzara Lirvacha, from the tightness to the openness, Uma Afela, and from the darkness, Laora, to the light. And that's really what Geula is about. Geula is coming out of a Mitzrayim, out of the tightness, the pain, the suffering, the something that's a struggle, into the light. And you know what I want to connect that to? Is to the Seder. Because the night of the Seder is the night where it's misugal for us to connect to Hashem and Yirah Shamayim. Not only that, matzah is referred to literally as the matzah of the bread of Emunah. When we eat it, it brings Emunah inside us. And if we go back to what we just said a minute ago, Mitzara Lirvacha, and then we talk about from Mitzrayim, they went from Mitzrayim to Geula, and now we want to see also in our time that we're going from Galus to Geula, or from our personal Tzaros to Geula, to something that's open. The only way that ever that can happen is recognizing that it is Hashem. Hashem is the one that could be, that we have to hold on to, that could transform our state from one to a total transformation to the other side of being in Geula. And that's what really the Seder is about, is to remind us that. And then we tell the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, not just the Yetzias Mitzrayim, but the oppression in Mitzrayim. And then we go into Hallel, where we're thanking Hashem for taking us out. With that in mind, I want to share with you a memory. I had this chus of being at many Sedarim with my grandfather, Rav Chaim Stein Zatzal. And being at his Seder was watching just something from a different world and seeing such an amazing tzaddik have his connection with Hashem and how we were able to witness that. I wrote something up after October 7th, was the Pesach following that in 2023, and I'm going to share that here with you. So the memory of Rav Chaim Stein Zatzal Seder. At a time when we need more strength than ever before in our lives, I share this memory of the Pesach Seder with my grandfather, Rav Chaim Stein, of blessed memory. If this can inspire even one person, this public share will be worthwhile. As the world around us gets crazier and scarier, as the life as we know it in secure America is falling apart, as we head into the Yom Tov of Pesach, as we prepare for the Seder, the seared memory of Zadie Stein's Shvoch HaMascha is stronger and stronger. After benching was complete, when everybody finished drinking their cup of wine, all of us around Zadie's Seder table would look up at each other and then watch for his cues. The unspoken, palpable feeling was, we are going to watch Zadie meet his old time friend. With feelings of excitement and trepidation, we filled our kosos for the fourth and last cup. We would organize the table. After all, we can't bring such a hush of guests into a mess. Ask Zadie which wine we should pour for Eliyahu. After all, Zadie should know what he likes. And then watch quietly and carefully as Zadie walked across the dining room all the way to the end to the front door. We would inch closer, following behind him, but not too close. We knew we were witnessing a very holy and otherworldly experience. Zadie would hold the knob, wait a second, then open the front door, fling the screen door open, and with a strong, loud voice say, Baruch Haba, and go right into a heartfelt Shvoch HaMascha. I remember the conflict of looking inside the Haggadah to say the Tefillah versus watching Zadie's intense davening and also trying to get a glimpse if I could see what he could see. When he completed the tefillah and turned around slowly, we all looked at him expectantly, hoping he would share with us a besura of good tidings. And then all instinctively looked at the Koshel Eliyahu. There were times it was no longer filled to the rim. I remember asking who filled it. Did you really fill it to the top? They did. Who knows? We will never know what happened every Seder at Shvoch HaMascha with Zadie and Eliyahu, but here's what I do know. The Seder is a time where we are close to Hashem. It's a time of happiness, a time to connect to our source, and a time to expect Geula. Chag Pasher V'Sameach.